Faith Leadership. The plight of unemployed nursing graduates in the province are due to delays by the South African Nursing Council in registering graduates and awarding certificates. Free State Health MEC Butana Kompela firmly stated that nurses must have a certificate in order to practice. He said this at the Dr. Reginald Tsingo Secondary School in Kroonstad yesterday, where he was tabling the health department's budget for the 2018-19 financial year. Kompela was responding to comments made by the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa, DENOSA, to OFM last week that a large number of newly qualified nurses in the province who studied on bursaries from the provincial government are unemployed despite a serious shortage of nurses and medical personnel in the province. Kompela told OFM News that DENOSA said that the department is not to blame for the placement delays.
That's why I say we are changing that process. It must look like doctors. When you're a doctor, you take money, go to the health professional council, register, you bring your certificate. With the nursing people, you can ask many of them. They have slips, proof of payment. They have not received a certificate. Others are having a year because it's GEM process there. It is not us. I have responded to DENOSA about that. We can't take them when they don't have certificate, because if anything goes wrong there, they are going to be litigated, and therefore we need to protect them.
The South African Police Service said it was looking into threats made against EFF leader Julius Malema. It said the threats were being viewed in a very serious light. The EFF said in a statement earlier this week it had been alerted of what they call nefarious and evil plans to assassinate its commander-in-chief, and said it originated from insecure and insane individuals in the Northwest. Police spokesperson Vishnu Naidu says the information on the alleged threats had been communicated to National Police Commissioner Tlela Setole through Police Minister Becky Tlele. He said they cannot provide details, but it will suffice to say that they view these threats in a very serious light, and currently a threat assessment is being conducted. The EFF's acting national spokesperson, Tebogo Mokwele, said the party had alerted the police after it received information that there were people in the province who had approached drug dealers and assassins in different provinces to assassinate Malema. And then South Africa took strong exception to a recent travel advisory issued by the Australian government. Minister of International Relations and Cooperation Lindiwe Sisulu said in a statement that the advisory contained misleading information about South Africa in general, and in particular about the experiences of foreign tourists visiting South Africa. Sisulu will raise the South African government's concerns with her Australian counterpart, Minister Julie Bishop. The advisory warns visitors to South Africa to exercise a high degree of caution, saying this level means that there are more or bigger risks in South Africa than what you would typically find in an Australian city. They state the level may reflect a weak law and order system where violent crime is prevalent, or deficiencies in public services such as less responsive law enforcement agencies. The list of reasons for the advisory is available on ofm.co.za. Your top story at this hour: the plight of unemployed nursing graduates in the province are due to delays by the South African Nursing Council in registering graduates and awarding certificates. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.